fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of January, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin the Pledge of Allegiance every day. On Wednesdays, we're privileged to have Deputy Hendricks with us to do the pledge. If you'd like to do the pledge for us, just send me an email. Therefore, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. And good morning, Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any changes in your ongoing research project as to the awareness of your people in your neighborhood about what's going on with the clot shot?
Well, I hate to say so, but no. Let me tell you what happened Sunday. I was at church, and ready, prior to Sunday school, we're all sitting around having coffee, you know, chit-chatting, and COVID came up. And would you believe these people I grew up with, most of them were older than me, I'm not knocking that, but they were talking about how fortunate it was they got the clot shot. Got it. Of course, they didn't call it that. They called it the vaccine.
Right.
And they were saying they got the COVID anyway, but they were thankful they got the shot because, or a booster or two, because it would have been much worse had they not gotten it. I sat there shaking my head, saying, and I said to them, y'all don't realize what you've done to yourselves. That's all I said. And I said, the reason you got the COVID is because of the clot shot, not because of not taking it. But it was just going to proceed into an argument at that point there in church, so I did not pursue it any further than that.
Right.
But it was just a shame that. And this was about 20 people, John. It wasn't just like one or two.
They got into the conversation. Mixed group of men and women, both?
Mostly men, but a few women.
Right, right.
We'll be talking more.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would just encourage, something you could do that may have some success, just encourage people to watch Tucker Carlson. He's he's got the first or second biggest audience on television for very good reason. And he's been touching on us. He does five nights a week, touching on us at least 2 to 3 nights a week, including last night. We'll be talking more about that in a few minutes.
Sure.
Well, it's going to be obvious at some point, but we haven't reached that tipping point yet, have we, Deputy?
Evidently not. I guess it's going to take more people, unfortunately, having either serious health issues or, as you know, the alternate.
Right, it's amazing.
And
before you get away, a 10% increase in the number of deaths nationwide would be a once in 200-year event. We're at a right now 40% increase, which is off the charts crazy. The number of funerals, the number of people dying, has to become obvious to everybody at some point. But obviously, we haven't reached that point yet, have we?
No, we haven't. I guess, like you say, 50% is going to take make it happen. You know, unfortunately.
Yep, I guess so. You got anything else for us, Deputy?
Well, just as a slight prepper tip for today, I advise people that while we have the opportunity, as you know, we don't know when the hammer's finally going to fall, but take care of those little incidental things, like if you like fingernail clippers, good pairs of sets of tweezers to pull splinters and thorns out of your finger, things like that that we take it for granted these days. You know, you can just go to the store and grab things like that without thinking about it. But I try to have a set of those in my toolboxes, my tackle boxes, in my hunting gear, backpacks, etc. You know what I'm saying? Little bitty things that we don't think about on a daily basis. Extra pair of glasses if you wear glasses, contacts you wear contacts, things like that. I know
that's good advice.
Chance and them know that, but I'm talking to the others in general.
Roger that. Right.
Anyway, y'all
thank you,
take care
Go
as
ahead.
Always. Talk to you next week, and God bless y'all as normal, and of course, Kudziski.
Roger that. Thank you. Okay, the proper tip today for myself is to clean, sharpen, and lubricate all tools. Of course, at the same time, you'll be taking inventory, finding out what you got, what you don't have, what's broken, what needs to be repaired. All right, we have this morning with us, patient waiting, my friend Chance. Chance is a proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. There's a link at my website. The coupon code is LibertyMan. And Dr. Phil Myers. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, guys.
Good morning, Don.
I've become a huge fan of Tucker Carlson for very good reason. He does excellent reporting, sometimes not as quickly as I would like. But last night he broke some news. Typically, I know what he's talking about before he does. But last night he had information that in October, a few months ago, the Federal Aviation Administration changed the parameters for pilots taking their physical examination, all pilots that they have control over, which would be everything except the military, that their EKG standards have been expanded. And I'm going to be asking Dr. Myers about this a bit more. No explanation why. It was done quietly with no fanfare. It just became public in the last 24 to 48 hours in terms of the general public having knowledge of this. My personal belief is that so many pilots were failing their EKGs that they had to do something. Otherwise, commercial aviation would be dramatically adversely affected. So I'll begin with you, Doctor. I don't know if you're aware of this. I just became aware of this last night. And then Tucker Carlson had Dr. Teresa Long, who's a lieutenant colonel in the Army, a flight surgeon in charge of determining the flight fitness of 4,000 pilots. She spoke as an individual wearing a very nice dress, not in uniform. She gave her disclaimer before she spoke that her views represented her personal views, not those of the Army or the Department of Defense. But Doctor, first of all, are you aware that the FAA has changed the standards for EKGs for pilots?
I had just seen the headline the other day. I was so busy, I didn't get a chance to read the full articles or what Tucker had talked about, but I did see the headline. I'm like, and the first thought that came through my head is like, well, that doesn't surprise me at all. And I mean, it's the same thing with the cholesterol readings back in the day. They just changed the numbers over a period of time to fit the changes. I mean, cholesterol readings went off the charts due to pollutants in our food. EKG readings, heart rate variability readings, cardiovascular readings are changing due to the fact of the shots and the effects on the population, specifically pilots. So it makes obvious sense that they're going to change it to fit what they want it to say and do for their population.
Okay.
So yeah, it did surprise me. So I haven't had a chance to read it yet, though.
Okay, well, I know you'll be looking at it with discernment and details, but EKG, first of all, electrocardiogram. Let's explain a little bit what that is. It's a electronic device that measures the heartbeat. What does an EKG really measure?
It measures the strength of the heart, the electrical conductivity of the heart, and how hard the heart has to work with its contraction, relaxation, and return. And so it's kind of measuring that that level of the heart. So if the heart's under a lot of stress, you're going to see changes on EKG. If not, it's going to be pretty normal. But yeah, you were finding that it's just changing the heart itself, myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. We're going to see changes in the EKG readings due to the fact that the heart's having to work harder.
And how long has this type of diagnostic test been available, if you know?
Oh, EKGs have been around, I mean, as long as I've been in medical school and in the profession, so ages.
The 1960s, possibly?
Oh, possibly, yeah. I don't know the exact time when it came out.
Well, the exact time doesn't matter. What does matter is standards were set decades ago as to what constitutes a healthy, normal heart, and what constitutes a heart that is struggling, has issues, or could possibly have a problem. Would that be a fairly good general statement?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just reading an article right now. The FAA has very quietly and tactically admitted that, quietly and tactically, admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal. We should be concerned and very concerned. And why should we be concerned? Did you know that the elites, the people that have private jets and stuff like that, they require their pilots to be unvaccinated?
Yes, it came out with the Davos conference. It came out with that. Of course, it's been going on for probably about a year and a half to 2 years, but it became public with the Davos conference that I don't know if it's Klaus Schwab has the ability to order that only a non-vaccinated pilots, but that's what I read also, that Schwab had some involvement in making sure that the pilots traveling to and from Davos were not vaccinated. So that became public just in the last week or so.
Yeah, they know what they did. Depopulation agenda, they know what they did, but they want to be immune. They want to be safe because they don't want to die. They want to stay in charge. Quietly and tactically, a way of saying it.
Absolutely. Well, Chance, you sent me some information just a few minutes ago about how the United Nations headquarters could be moved from New York City to Laos. Tell us about that.
You know, I just got that information right before I sent it to you, as well as at the very top of that short article. It talks about Kevin McCarthy being in place to become the president shortly if Biden and Harris continue the road that they have traveled. It's going to get much worse. And so it's interesting. I have not had an opportunity. I just got it this morning to vet that information. And it does say at the bottom as a disclaimer, it could be misinformation, but this was posted and it is absolutely going viral. Doctor, I know you can't see it, but it's pretty.
Fill me in with what are you guys talking about?
I'll just let me just bring up my text here, my Skype text. I'll just read this to you and Here we go. Okay. It's titled MacArthur to replace Biden as U.S. president while the U.S. prepares to move the U.N. to Laos. This is by Benjamin Fulford in his weekly report. It says some tectonic shifts have taken place in geopolitical power structures during the past week. The result will be the widely despised avatar Joe Biden being replaced as U.S. president by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Pentagon and MI6 sources say. Also, preparations to move the UN headquarters from New York to Laos have begun in earnest, CIA sources in Laos say. These changes are taking place as the main culprits for the present dysfunctional state of the planet gather at Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. As this report was about to go live, CIA sources say the head of this organization, Klaus Schwab, would miss the opening of the WEF conference in Davos today due to a health issue. Now, there again, their waiver at the bottom does say, however, this may be a disinformation trap. I don't normally like to share too much information, but you know, without vetting it. However, this is pretty serious, wouldn't you say, Doc, John?
Well, obviously it is. The Southeast Asia is thoroughly, completely controlled by the communists. On and on the other, they're businessmen. I'm a sports car enthusiast, and I just saw an announcement of a sports car rally that begins in Ho Chi Minh City, used to be Saigon. It goes through south, through Vietnam to Cambodia, through Laos, and it ends up in Hanoi. It's a area with extremes where there's still a lot of jungle inhabited by tigers and elephants and what we used to call the GIs called the two-step snake, where if you were bitten, you took two steps before you died, and other interesting creatures, to say the least. So because it's so remote and so well controlled by the communists, and living there is cheap, of course, that's a possibility. I don't know. It's a possibility. So we'll see if there's more confirmation that comes out on this. Getting back to the EKGs, there's going to be a doctor. You have the medical knowledge, the expertise to look at the standards before the change and the standards after the change, and give us an opinion maybe next Wednesday as to how dangerous these pilots are under the new guidelines that could not pass the old guidelines. That's where the critical issue is. The difference in health and reliability, fitness to fly a aluminum tube with 300 or 400 people on it, the difference between their fitness to fly, the dangers of these men and women posed to the flying public because of these standards being expanded. So I don't expect a report today. Obviously, this is so new. But by next Wednesday, perhaps, Doctor, you can give us your professional evaluation of what this change means in terms of danger to the flying public. Is that doable, do you think, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have it already on my search. I'm going through that now, so I'll be prepared for next week. But it does concern me. I mean, I love to travel. And to know that the risks of just getting on the plane due to the fact that the pilot itself having a condition that all of a sudden they're out of commission mid-flight does put a little bit of worry into my heart. So we'll see.
Mid-flight's not an issue. When you're about to land is the real issue. But
it's about to land. That's the issue, right?
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic. standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and the prices are now becoming quite competitive with what you see at your local supermarket. And Chance, the coupon code is LibertyMan to get a discount, isn't it, sir?
That is correct, LibertyMan. All lowercase letters, no spaces. What it does is it does give you a nice discount, but it also guarantees free shipping to the lower 48 states. And I got to tell you guys, shipping is getting to be pretty pricey. It is. We've seen a 25% increase. We use FedEx mostly in shipping over the past 2 years. And so free shipping is important. I have a prepper tip of my own. John, we talked about it over a year ago. Folks, when you're preparing for a disaster, please understand that if you have pets, we have a little rescue here. If you have pets, you need to prepare for them as well. You need to make sure that you have suitable food, whatever that is that you choose to feed your animals, cats and dogs, on a regular basis. But make sure that you have about a 6-month food supply in storage. We actually have a pet food that's very clean. It's chicken breast, freeze-dried, no seasonings whatsoever. And we also mix that with our broccoli. And these packages are in Mylar, So they have about a 10-year shelf life the way that we package them. So think about your animals. If your animals are on any medications, think about that as well. But, you know, the purpose is not only to keep your animals alive, but, you know, they keep us happy and sane as well. And so we want to take good care.
Absolutely. Before we get to our first caller, Dr. Myers, what's your office telephone and your website, please?
Telephone number is 636-236-9848. And website is drphilmeyers.com, drphilmeyers.com.
And you're in the metro Atlanta area, and you also do consultations on the telephone. Is that accurate?
Yes. Consultations, okay. Coaching over the phone, training websites for classes on embodiment and self-healing. So all that's on my website.
Outstanding. Our first caller is James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Right now, if I were a flight surgeon, I'd also want to look at what's called an echocardiogram. That would give me the picture of the shape of the heart. Any good cardiologist actually can tell if your heart is enlarged just by touching your chest. If they know how to do it. So,
if your heart is enlarged, you say?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of cardiologists over the years. One guy from Australia showed me how to do it while he was examining me. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, if you begin running a mile every day like I did when I was about 12, you will have a larger heart. I've been told my heart is larger than normal, but it's a really healthy heart. Anything else, yeah. James?
Well, genetics controls a lot of that because my heart is enlarged slightly. But it, like the guy told me, he said some people have brown eyes and some people have blue eyes. So that enlargement you got is normal. No big deal.
Right. It isn't. Probably. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Real good. Thanks, James. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, gentlemen, last night, Tucker Carlson and his announcement about the EKG being changed, that was a game changer. It really was a game changer. Tucker is not one to offer too much speculation. He tries to be a straightforward journalist, but I will speculate why right here. On the air on Wednesday, the 19th day of January, I will speculate that they had no choice. They have to keep these commercial planes in the air, thousands per day, and they were finding out that the pilots can no longer meet the EKG standards. So they can't change the pilots because they're broken. What's left to change is the standards themselves. So they made the changes in the standards so the planes can keep flying. Doctor, would you agree that's a good possibility?
Oh, well, absolutely. So here's the thing. We're talking, the biggest thing is the normal public wanting this information, right? Besides Tucker Carlson, people are going to go look up online. If I was a layman just wanting to understand, like, okay, what's this thing with pilots, the EKG readings, and sudden death and heart attacks. You know what? The censorship through Google is so wide. You can barely find any information on what is actually going on with an quote-unquote EKG reading, the conditions or health of a heart for pilots and flying. There is literally nothing on the social, online, on any social networks from the normal public besides our underground channels, to find anything on this stuff. And so the censorship is very wide. So they're really trying to hide a lot of stuff.
I use DuckDuckGo myself for that very reason. We have a 5-minute break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed, I'm proud to say. It's been a struggle. The things you're used to seeing are there. Now, we're talking about COVID and clot shots here. My COVID section has more than 200 articles and videos. You click on it, they're numbered 1 through 200 plus. Put on number 7. Number 7 is a document a judge ordered Pfizer to release the side effects, what I call direct effects, of the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccination clot shot. 9 pages, single-spaced. I don't know if Dr. Myers has looked at this, but I'm no healthcare professional, but most of these things I never heard of, the things that can go wrong as a consequence of getting a clot shot. And, of course, the products you're used to seeing there are there. The real estate section is back up and running, thank goodness. The Harvest Right commercial quality freeze-dried equipment that you can have installed in your home. The excellent documentary Died Suddenly. Mike Lindell's products. Mike's been doing a great job helping us understand what went on with the election 2 years ago. He has an excellent line of products. I use them myself. The sheets, the pillowcases, pills themselves. And of course, the energy cleaner, my home business. If you have issues with pain, arthritis, you need an energy cleaner. Sleep issues, same thing. Get the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, his office number is 636-236-9848. DrPhilMyers.com, the website, and Chance with Simply Clean Foods. Chance, you got a follow-up on the issue with the pilots. Please proceed, sir.
I do. So here's another side to this. United, Delta, and American Airlines, the three largest airlines in our country, these are publicly traded companies. If we just look back in the rearview mirror a bit, go back in time, recently to the blizzards, the weather events that affected the East Coast, especially in the New York area, and the losses that were incurred because of that, right? They were grounded. Prior to that, during this pandemic, I use that word, pandemic, airlines were just losing millions of dollars per day. So when you put all the pieces together, they cannot continue to be a viable publicly traded company. Their stock shares would just plummet if they didn't have enough pilots to fly their routes, their scheduled flights, right? And so I think that's a big part of this, is it comes down to profit margins. And, of course, they're going to do what it takes to keep their shareholders happy. Don't you agree?
I agree. So what's the bottom line of your statement, sir?
Well, I'm just saying it's so much bigger, this EKG thing. It's so much bigger than, what it seems to be. And I can't find any information on it, as well as Dr. Myers attempted to. I can't find any information at all. But it's good that this information is getting out there. I think that a lot of these airlines are on a precipice right now, possibly filing for bankruptcy, because it's one loss after another after another.
Right. Well, go ahead, Doctor.
So during the break, I found Tucker's interview with the doctor that he interviewed. And so when the EKG is read, you get a spike and then a drop and a valley, a spike, a drop and a valley. And that's an interval. So there's an interval between the one spike and the next spike, right? And they were talking about, they extended it from the initial variable should be 120 milliseconds, okay? So that's pretty dang quick, right? They extended it to 300 milliseconds. So, and the EKG is basically measuring heart health. So if there's been any damage to the heart over a period of time due to inflammation, swelling, death of tissue, that interval is going to expand. So they extended it from 120 to 300. And even the physician, she's like, why? There's no reason to extend it. What are they basing this stuff on? And the people are like, well, we base it on the science of the time. Like, well, what articles, what reasons are you extending this? And to go from 120 to 300, that's a huge, huge range to then show, like, okay, you can have now more heart damage before you're considered unqualified to fly. It's like, no, I don't want you to have any heart damage. It's like, no. And she even said the time that they measure these within commercial flights is so long between one exam to the next exam versus like a fighter pilot that has to get it all the time. The commercial pilots don't have to get it at all. So over a period of a year to 5 years is the time span that they don't have to get these readings done on themselves. So a lot of damage can be done to a heart due to just normal life, but now you have the clot shot and the damage that's happening from the injection itself on the cardiovascular system. So that's very concerning.
It is. It's all very concerning. And we do open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-9543. 8252. Well, Dr. Long was in charge of determining the fitness of 4,000 pilots down in Alabama. She gave sworn testimony and prepared a sworn written affidavit for Congress, both under the Whistleblower Protection Act, which is supposed to keep her from being punished for doing this. Of course, she was punished, and she no longer is in charge of determining the fitness of 4,000 pilots to fly in Alabama, but she's still a doctor. She's still in the Army. Basically, she kissed her career goodbye when she went public with this information. And what she wanted to do was to take off flight status every pilot, every Army pilot who received a clot shot. Her belief is that, and it's already happened, by the way, is that pilots would be dropping dead while they were flying. It has already happened. And, of course, the Army couldn't tolerate that because it would basically shut down the Army aviation. And I think given the opportunity, she would advocate the same thing for all commercial pilots and all pilots in the private sector as well, general aviation as well as commercial, that they all be taking off flight status if they received a clot shot. That would basically shut down aviation in the United States, wouldn't it, Chance? Chance, are you there?
No, I'm here. I just saw there's Jerry on the other line. No, it absolutely would. And we should take this very seriously. Yeah, John, you do have Jerry, I think, from Missouri. It's on hold.
Okay. Well, somehow my everything went away here in terms of getting updates. Jerry from Missouri, go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for accepting this call. I'd like to give a attaboy shout out, if I can. I'm going to read something to you. January 17th, 2023, in news by RBN staff. The staff at RBN needs to be complimented in a positive way. I mentioned something from Capitol Warriors yesterday. They got it up, okay, January 17th. Now, where they got it from had 1.5 million views since January 11th. Now, what I'm going to say right now is not negative about RBN. The film clip that you will see on RBN, you'll go to their archives. It popped up. Somebody found this last night for me. I didn't find it. And if you will listen to this and go through it, you'll come up to something in this video of talking about a blue dot. You'll see that the entire screen, everybody that I've asked to do this has done it. And they're working trying to get the original one. It's chopped off. You can't see the blue dot. And if you go through this, you're going to find other things, okay? But the RBN staff went ahead yesterday, looked it up, and it's now on the RBN website, and you can get it. And I thank the RBN staff. I thank the last night on RBN. I'm very appreciative. People need to take the time and look and see what the heck is going on by the House manager cutting and pasting stuff. That's what's been going on. This was brought out January 11th. Boom, I found it, that day, something else. Anyway, thank you, staff of RBN. And now the people in RBN can go there. They really need to take the time. Notice the blue dot has been chopped, the screen. RBN didn't do that. I didn't do that. People that are putting it out don't want you to see this evidence. Thank you very much for your show, John. I appreciate it.
Okay. We appreciate the call, sir. Any follow-up on that, Chance, before we move on?
Not on that. Actually, I'm baffled. I have no idea what we're talking about there, but I will check it out. I do have just a few.
I'm hoping you would, because I don't have a clue either.
We'll have to ask Julie. Listen, I do have a few announcements before the show ends. One, very exciting, John, and I hope that you get involved in this. The shelters, guys, they were supposed to come in today, and I thought I might not be able to do this show, but the truck was moved till tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The shelters are here, and so we're very, very excited. Just to remind people, these shelters can be used in communities where homelessness is a major issue, to get children and mothers off of the streets into a safe shelter. They have doors, bars on the windows. They're already wired for electricity. This is kingdom based. This is nonprofit. And you know what Elon Musk sells for $50,000, we're offering for $5,800. So I would encourage people to get involved. If you would like to know a little bit more about the shelters, we also have optional showers, toilets, sinks, sofa bed, and kitchenette available for these. So they could be an amazing bug out shelter you can just place on in your backyard or if you have land. And they're huge. I mean, they're 160 square feet, fully insulated. And it's just an amazing thing. And we're super, super excited about it. Reach out to me, please, at 512-483-4178, 512-483-4178. And then just a little house cleaning as well. Coffee, guys. John, you've tried our coffee. It is here. Fresh, roasted, second smoothest coffee on the planet. It's organic, 100% from Honduras. And we just roasted, so go to our website, simplycleanfoods.net, simplycleanfoods.net. Get yourself some of this coffee. We package it in a way in Mylar that it has a very long shelf life. Like it's 10 times the amount you would get with just regular coffee from the store. So check that out at simplycleanfoods.net.
All right. Thank you. There's a technical issue. I can't tell if there's any callers or not because something got refreshed here improperly. Well, Dr. Myers, at your website, is there information that people would find valuable that would help educate and inform them?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole website itself is an education platform. If you go to the website, my course, and I stress this from an education standpoint because our bodies are our temples, and we have to get our bodies to be as strong as possible, whether we're exposed to environmental exposures, injection exposures, or just everyday life wear and tear. The repair of our body beyond nutrition, beyond mental, emotional, but what are the physical things that one can do onto their body to make it stronger? That my course really helps a person understand the physical body. You get an anatomy book, a lesson of the anatomy, and then courses that take you through each system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, digestive system, neurological system, and so that you can get your body stronger in your daily life and get it stronger and stronger and stronger so you can handle the recovery and work through the recovery points to get your body back to where you want it to be, or at least a stronger point if you got exposed to different shots and things like that, so you can get healthier. A lot of my clients utilize this program all the time, specifically for cardiovascular reasons. Half the program itself is to build up the vascular tree, the detoxification system of the lymphatic and of the veins, and to strengthen the heart and the electrical systems of the heart so that the heart and the cardiovascular system can be stronger itself. So I highly recommend that. Find me on Telegram as well, Dr. Phil Myers on Telegram. That's where I send a lot of information that you can't find on your normal searches. I actually just put a lot of the EKG stuff on there just now that I've been finding while we were on break. So you'll find a lot of information, and as well as if you're looking for really good supplementation for repair and detoxification, get a hold of me, get on my newsletter, for my website, go to just contact me and I'll put you on it. And you'll get information on the best supplementation to utilize for detoxification and for rebuild.
All right. All right. Well, what direction, Chance, would you like to go next?
I was muted there. No, just a reminder for folks. You know, I believe that 2023 is going to be an amazing year.
Oh, front break.
We have a last break. We're right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take any more calls. We'll have Chance give his summary here. You got about 2 minutes, Chance, and wrap it up with Dr. Myers. Go ahead, Chance.
Sure. No, just real quick. 2023, I believe, is going to be an amazing year, but it's going to have some challenges. So I want to remind folks, you can reach out to us for a consultation. We can help you with preparedness, with things that you're going to need with these upcoming challenges. Just reach out to us by email, please, so that we can schedule that for you. It's Simply Clean Foods, the symbol at chef.net, Simply Clean Foods at chef.net. I love speaking with your listeners, John, and helping them, you know, figure out what they need to do to get, you know, quality food in their home, as well as water and ways to store those things and talk about their needs. So reach out to us. That's all I have for this week.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Myers, your summary, please, sir.
Basic summary for today is please continue staying informed, as well as know that there is a lot of hope in 2023. We are moving into a really great world. The World Economic Forum is still just trying to push their agenda, but it's collapsing on every level. So whether you're looking at financial, health, look at Florida, for example. All they did was stand up and say no, and they held their rights. And wherever you are, knowing your rights, knowing where your standings are, and knowing what you can do moving forward in this world, and staying prepared, and helping yourself get stronger in all the levels, spiritually, physically, and mentally, emotionally, and nutritionally. This is the place to be. Chance, John, and myself are all here for you to help work through any conditions that you're dealing with. Again, go to my website, drphilmyers.com. I have a load of information on how the body works, what you can do for yourself, as well as the consultations and the coaching that I do, no matter where you are in the country.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Chance. We appreciate it. Look forward to having you guys back next Wednesday. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Doc.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.